initial inquiry into the assassination of senior politician Mohammed Shattah, published by Lebanese daily As-Safir, clears Hezbollah from accusations of involvement in the attack. Security sources now say that two arrested men have confessed that they stole a car and handed it to one of the leaders of the Al-Qaeda-linked group Fath al-Islam in Sidon months ago. After meeting with the Higher Defense Council, Lebanese caretaker Prime Minister Najib Mikati called for an immediate formation of the unity government.
The blast targeted Lebanon's stability. It's not the time for settling political scores and launching accusations. The resumption of trust between different parties has become a priority. We need to go back to dialogue to end the crisis and form a government that includes everyone.
Although the final report has yet to be released, analysts confirmed that its findings reject March 14th accusations against Hezbollah.
The findings released in the investigation are valid. There's no way the party would commit such acts. The findings show that all the accusations against the resistance movement are fabricated and unjust and are part of a campaign to tarnish its public image.
Mr. Badawi also asserts that Takfiri groups are tools of some intelligence services to launch terrorist attacks and gain political scores.
The Al-Nusra Front, Jaish al-Islam, and Fatah al-Islam work together and serve the American Zionist agenda in Arab countries and Lebanon. They act through a radical Saudi Arabian wing.
According to the Lebanese army, inquiry into Friday's bomb blast is still ongoing. If the final investigation report confirms the involvement of Fath al-Islam in Friday's attack, this bombing will serve as the most vital evidence in clearing Hezbollah's name from all previous accusations. Eliana Al-Khamisi, Press TV, Beirut.